Let me talk about one of the popular misconceptions about those of us who are progressive, liberal, or even what you would call left of center. The common notion out there is that we hate business, we hate money, we don't, you know, we're not into materialist things, and that we hate all that. We hate it all. But see, that's not true. That's BS. Fact of the matter is that everything needs balance and everything has its place. And there's nobody who loves material things more than a lot of progressives and a lot of liberals. They just don't want it to be an unfair situation. And small business is the heart of any community. Why? Because it's in the local economy. That's why it's best to shop at your local small business person. Deal with your local small business person. Why? Because it keeps the money in the community instead of turning around and sending it some other place. And we've had Lloyd Chapman on a number of times. Lloyd Chapman is the American Small Business League founder. He is an internationally known crusader for the rights of small business people. This week, Congress is considering a bill that would allow many of the nation's largest venture capitalist firms and banks to be considered small businesses. Can you believe this? Under the bill, titled H.R. 3567, the Small Business Investment Expansion Act of 2007, venture capital firms will be given an exemption in federal small business size determination. Now, you know what? This is ridiculous. Let's go to Lloyd Chapman. Lloyd, good morning, and welcome back on the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on your show again, Jay.
Hey, man. You know, I think it's every person's duty to stand behind small business. Now, first of all, when they talk about taking these venture capitalist firms, these other big operations, and determining and saying that they're small business, what are they going to use for the criteria here? The number of the employee count? How are they going to do this?
Well, as long as the venture capital company has less than 500 employees, it'll qualify as a small business. But the trick here is that probably the biggest venture capital company in New York City doesn't have 500 employees. So basically, if this passes, Donald Trump and his daughter and his son can buy 50% of a small business and get federal small business contracts.
Now, federal investigations have found that the Bush administration has helped out and has included contracts to such firms as Lockheed, Boeing, Raytheon, Bechtel, General Dynamics, L3 Communications, Northrop Grumman, towards the federal government's 23% small business contracting goal. How have they pulled this off and nobody's noticed?
Well, what they did was they passed a policy that said when a large business buys a small business, they can keep that status for 20 years. And of course, I fought for years, both in court and in Congress, to get them to change that. We want them to change it to something reasonable so that when a large business bought a small business, the day that deal was consummated, they were no longer a small business. But the best we've been able to get out of the Bush administration so far is a 5-year provision. So if Lockheed buys a small business, they can keep it for 5 more years. And now this piece of legislation will require small businesses in Colorado not only to compete with, you know, Fortune 500 corporations, but now some of the biggest venture capital firms in the country will now also be small businesses.
All right, that was my next question. If 3567 passes, and I've got a small business in Lakewood, Colorado. Where does that put me? That puts me at an unfair advantage.
Yep. If you have a small business and this passes, I would say this is going to put millions of small businesses in bankruptcy. This is basically the repealing of the Small Business Act. So when you the most foundational principle of the Small Business Act is that a small business is independently owned. That's the key word that's been there for, what is it, like 55 years now?
Yeah, right.
And they're going to redefine independently owned to include companies that are owned by venture capital companies or even other large businesses. So they're going to essentially repeal the Small Business Act.
Now, you know, it's funny. Now, I picked up, I read every single day, or try to every single day, the business section of the New York Times and also the Denver Post, and a glance at the Rocky Mountain News. And so maybe I missed something, but I haven't seen any coverage of this. Why has there not been any coverage of this in the media? Why isn't anybody talking about this?
Well, I'll tell you something that I've come to understand. It's very frustrating, but small businesses, you know, people don't seem to care that much about small business. Even though small businesses, there's 25 million small businesses, about 55% of the population works for small businesses. They create 97% of the new jobs, 90% of the exports, 90% of the innovation. You call up a reporter, you know, and talk about small business stuff, it's a real yawner for them. You know, they want to know, you know, what Brad and Angelina are doing this weekend, right? But I think people need to start to understand that small businesses are essentially the backbone of our nation's economy. And if this piece of legislation passes, it's going to divert, I'm guessing, about $130 billion in federal contracts that are flowing into the middle class of America, out of middle class America, and into large corporations that are shipping jobs overseas and venture capital companies. So I think it's going to be absolutely devastating to the economy of Colorado and every other state. But again, it's just really hard to get the media interested in this. I also think, quite frankly, it sounds a little bit like Chicken Little when you tell a reporter that a piece of legislation is being passed that's going to, you know, put thousands of small business out of business. I think they have a hard time sort of comprehending that. But I think that let's use this example. Right now in the Social Security law, the age is, I think, 65. Well, if you had to change that age to 95, you've essentially repealed, you know, Social Security. So that's what they're doing. They're taking the definition of a small business and redefining it to include, you know, venture capital companies. And I would imagine the way this is going to be used is that Lockheed, for example, will start a venture capital company and then buy a small business. So it appears to be designed to be abused. It's a loophole that's going to put thousands of small businesses in Colorado and every other state out of business. And I would encourage people to call your senators and call the governor's office and tell them that, you know, to oppose H.R. 3567, because I think it's going to be pretty devastating.
Boy, you can't move anymore in this country without finding something going on that is just not right. It's just contrary to what things should be. And here's another example of it. I mean,
it's very frustrating, isn't it?
Well, it's like they're hell-bent on destroying middle class and small businesses, and you get these guys who claim to be middle class crusaders like Lou Dobbs. Well, Dobbs is not covering this that I know of, is he?
No. In fact, you won't see this on CNN. Here's my opinion. Middle-class Americans don't contribute money to the political campaigns. I would say if you really sat down and looked at political campaigns, most of the money comes from political action committees, large corporations, and lobby groups. And middle America, most people that are listening to your show right now, they didn't write big checks to anybody's political campaign. And so basically, if you're not making contributions, you don't have a voice, and nobody cares what you think. I watched this issue being debated on C-SPAN yesterday, and I realized that the people that were up there talking about this bill were people that had probably received millions and millions of dollars in contributions from venture capital companies. And you can imagine how much the venture capital industry is lobbying and how much money they're spending to get a federal law passed that now allows venture capital companies to get small business contracts. So we're talking about a pool of $140 billion a year in government contracts, and those big businesses and those venture capital companies want those contracts. And I think they're paying big to get these members of Congress to vote for this legislation.
9:16, 60 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. On the line with us, Lloyd Chapman. And we're talking about small business here and about H.R. 3567. Lloyd is the leader and founder of the American Small Business League. 3567 would, if it passes, redefine what small business is in this country so that venture capitalists, companies and other big companies could claim or own small businesses. And this was an act that was, this definition was designed to protect those of you in the community, and this community and communities across the country who have small businesses. You're right about the political process. You're absolutely correct about that. That's really true. But
Big money has a big voice in Washington.
We just got to pile on. I don't know, but you know, there's so much. And I'm not saying, Lloyd, you know, I back you. You know, I'm with you. Every time we get something, I stick you on here. But it's to the point where there's so much that we could sit here all day calling and sending. I mean, my God.
Yep.
Oh, geez. How do we? And is this bipartisan? This is bipartisan, isn't it? I mean, there are Democrats and Republicans both that are involved in this. Or is this just the GOP?
No, I'll have to say that I'm quite disappointed that it is bipartisan. In fact, to tell you the truth, I was hoping that when the Democrats took over Congress, they would move to stop a lot of these abuses. But the member of Congress who's leading this is Nini Velasquez, a Democrat from New York City. And I realized something yesterday. I believe New York City is the financial capital of the world.
Yes, it is. Okay.
And so I realize it's no shocker that the congresswoman from New York City is pushing a piece of legislation that will hurt small businesses and benefit financial institutions, big banks, and venture capital firms. But I think what we have to do, there's so many issues. You're right, Jay. There's so many things that you see every day that are wrong that you want to fight. But I think you have to sort of prioritize. And I personally feel this is an issue that warrants a lot of time and attention because basically, as you and I are talking here, you know, most of the people out there that are listening either own or work in small businesses. And I just think this is a very, very important issue. I think people need to take a 5 minutes and call their senator and call the governor's office and complain about this because I'll tell you something, if this passes, you're going to see thousands and thousands of small businesses in Colorado be forced to close their doors. And it's going to happen, I would say, this year. As soon as the law passes, you're going to see a flurry of activity of large businesses buying small businesses. And think about, let's just say you're a small business somewhere in Colorado selling computers or office products. The next thing you know, you're having to compete with a company that's funded by, you know, Bill Gates or Donald Trump or, you know, some consortium of multi, you know, billionaires, and you're just not going to be able to do it. So I think it's something that's worthy of people's attention, and people should, you know, take a few moments and make a phone call.
Yeah. You're right, because small business is the heart of this country. It's the heart of every community. There's nothing worse than a community that has no small business in it. And where small business has been wrecked, I know people complain about this all the time. You go to a lot of small towns. This is going on. It's going on in larger cities. You're right. We got to stop HR 3567. And I would say openly on the air here, I challenge the Denver Post, the business section, or the Rocky Mountain News, the business section, to get on this story and to cover it, and I'd like to know why they're not covering it and why people in small business don't have anything, you know, don't know that this is going on maybe. And also Chamber of Commerce's, what is their role? Aren't they supposed to protect the small business person? Aren't they supposed to be concerned about the businesses in their community?
Yeah, and I'll tell you something that's interesting. In the last few weeks, we've called 1,800 chambers of commerce around the country, and they agree with us, and we've got quite a few of them to issue formal oppositions to the bill. But the thing that most people don't understand is that the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, that if you're a member of Congress, you think that the U.S. Chamber of Commerce speaks for small businesses and speaks for the chambers of commerce around the country. But in reality, it's commonly known that the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is a Republican, ultra-conservative organization that essentially lobbies for Fortune 500 corporations. So if people want to go to the website of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce right now, you'll notice this issue isn't mentioned. So if an organization holds themselves out as being the voice of small business, and Congress is considering a piece of legislation to repeal the Small Business Act and put thousands of small businesses into bankruptcy, you think that'd be on the front page. But if you go to the U.S. Chamber's Commerce website, you won't even find this mentioned, because that's a Republican group that lobbies for big business and not small businesses. So, but again, the chambers around the country in Colorado, we talk to every Chamber of Commerce in Colorado, and they're very concerned about this, and they're very sympathetic, and they're actually making a lot of phone calls. And I think that the chambers around the country are going to be the sort of the heart of the opposition to this piece of legislation. I'm really happy to see that.
Now, the American Small Business League, which you founded and you head, how do those of us, whether we own small businesses or not, how can we get involved with your organization?
Well, you go to my website, asbl.com, take a look at the issues, take a look at the stories, and I'll tell you something that is very uplifting, I think. I think most people think that there's nothing I can do. They say, I'm one person, what can I do? Well, one day I got fed up with this, and I made about 6 or 7 phone calls. I called the General Accounting Office. I got an investigation into this, and there was a congressional hearing, and when I testified there, and the Associated Press did a story, ran in 40 newspapers. So I made 6 phone calls. I got a General Accounting Office investigation, a congressional hearing, and a story in 40 newspapers around the country. So I want people to realize that you're not powerless, that you can do something. If people get on the phone and make some phone calls to your senator, and, you know, call Nidhi Velasquez's office up in Washington, tell her that you're opposed to her trying to repeal the Small Business Act and put, you know, thousands of small businesses, you know, out of business. Call John Kerry. By the way, Kerry is the guy who's most likely can stop this if he wants to. He's now chairman of the Senate Small Business Committee, and this bill now goes to the Senate. And if John Kerry wants to stop it, he can. In fact, he's probably on this issue maybe the most powerful man in America right now, because he chairs that committee. And so people can call John Kerry, but you'd be surprised. I've actually called the White House before and got a hold of some pretty important people, you know, just by calling on the telephone. So people need to not feel powerless and realize you can do something, particularly now with the Internet. Send emails, make phone calls, but people can make a big difference if they just take the time to do it.
All right. You know what, Lloyd, keep us apprised of this. I'm doing government in the grocery store tomorrow with Congressman Ed Perlmutter from CD7, and I'm going to take this press release and carry it to him and just give it to him to look at. Okay, thanks, man. I appreciate you being on the show, and you know the door is always open to hear any day, anytime. All you got to do is just get in contact with us.
Well, thank you so much, Jay. Thanks for having me on your show again.
Oh, not a problem. Look forward to talking to you soon.
All righty.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, there's, you know, this stuff just blows my mind. There's Lloyd Chapman, who is the head of the American Small Business League. You have a small business? Okay, you know what? Get mobilized. Protect yourself. Call your congressional delegation. Call the governor. And also, call John Kerry.